This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India in December for an annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, according to the Kremlin. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed that the visit is scheduled to take place before the new year. The spokesman added that preparations for the visit are in full swing. This will be the Russian leader's first visit to India since the start of the Ukraine conflict in early 2022. The Russian president has said he is looking forward to his upcoming visit to India early December and meeting with his dear friend and Russia's trustworthy partner, Prime Minister Modi. Speaking at the 2025 Valdai Discussion Club meeting in Sochi, President Putin reaffirmed Moscow's long-standing trust in New Delhi and described Prime Minister Modi as a very reasonable, wise leader, strongly oriented toward the interests of his nation. He praised special relations with India, rooted in historical ties, dating back to the Soviet era, noting that current trade turnover between the two countries falls short of its true potential. President Putin emphasized the need to build effective, mutually beneficial trade ties. He said the focus now must be on resolving key issues in order to unlock greater opportunities. This includes addressing logistics challenges, improving financing mechanisms, and finding new solutions for cross-border payments within the BRICS instruments on bilateral basis using the rupee or a third country currency or using the electronic payment methods. India has condemned the terror attack on the Heaton Park Synagogue in Manchester, UK during Yom Kippur services yesterday. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs expressed solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom in this moment of grief. The ministry also conveyed its sadness that this heinous act committed on the International Day of Non-Violence. It emphasized that the attack is yet another grim reminder of the challenge the world faces from the evil forces of terrorism, which the global community must combat and defeat through united and concerted action. The External Affairs Ministry said India's thoughts and prayers are with the victims, their families and the city of Manchester. In Chhattisgarh, 103 Maoists, including 23 women, surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. Out of these, 49 Maoists carried a combined reward of over 1 crore 6 lakh rupees on their heads. They had been associated with various Maoist outfits for several years. Under the state government's rehabilitation policy, each surrendered Maoist was given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees. With this, a total of 410 Maoists have surrendered in the district so far this year. In addition to this, 421 Maoists have been arrested and 137 killed in separate encounters. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will transfer an amount of 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 25 lakh women beneficiaries today under the recently launched Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. Introduced ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, the scheme aims to make women economically self-reliant and empower them financially and to check migration to other regions. According to the Rural Development Department, women whose businesses run successfully under the scheme will be provided additional assistance of up to 2 lakh rupees. In Leh district of Ladakh Union Territory, all schools from kindergarten to upper primary school have been reopened. The Leh district magistrate has granted the permission in this regard, along with applying of minibuses and other vehicles for public transport, after 9 days of imposition of Bharat Nyaya Samhita Section 163 since 24th of this last month. However, the authorities have made clear in its order about the continuous enforcement of 163 section of BNSS and people are advised to adhere the provisions of the section. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in Bihar today. Normal life has been severely disrupted in several parts of Bihar following continuous rain over the past 24 hours in the state. Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu clinched silver in the women's 48kg category at the World Championships in Firda, Norway, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.